columnists are paid to brush off Samoa's weakened national union team as All Blacks easy beats. That's what happens in national newspapers. But reports of a memo circulated by the International Rugby Board's CEO, Mike Miller, questioning the test status of the first Samoa-New Zealand encounter in 7 years have angered many Islander fans. Claims that the head of the IRB is questioning the game as a true international test has even drawn New Zealand coach Graham Henry into the argument. He told New Zealand's Sunday Star Times that even an understrength Samoan side would still beat World Cup contenders Portugal. While he has not seen the circular, the IRB's general manager for the Pacific, Will Glenwright, says the rules are clear.
My understanding of what a test match is, and I think it's pretty clear, is that it is a match between the two international teams of any two member unions that is sanctioned by the IRB. So as far as I know, there isn't any shift away from that. And, you know, with regards to New Zealand and Samoa, that fixture fits the bill. And it is therefore regarded as a test match, and all players will be capped accordingly.
While it's easy to jump to the conclusion that the IRB's chief and Tier 1 rugby nations are trying to shut out the so-called Tier 2 or developing rugby nations, there is legitimate concern that Samoa simply can't field its top side. The CEO of Samoan Rugby Union, Sua Peter Schuster, says the fixture was organised outside of the usual international competition windows, with only 2 months' notice. He says the IRB has every right to be concerned that Samoa is playing outside its tight structure.
From the perspective of the IRB, that's a one-off test that was arranged. It's an off test from the normal tours or tests that are sanctioned by the IRB every 4 years, an international schedule. And I think that goes to the all the rugby clubs, professional clubs, so that they ensure that the players are released and made available to the countries that are under that schedule.
While Samoans are conquering rugby at all levels worldwide, their national side has had to wait for a last-minute invitation from New Zealand to even get on the field. They have been allowed only 4 tests against near-neighbour powerhouse New Zealand ever. They are simply not on the schedule, and in this instance their players are currently scattered throughout English, French and other top-flight leagues. Sua Peter Schuster says it definitely counts against them, even being able to front a competitive team.
What is important here, having more tests, that will guarantee you a good opportunity of developing combinations and also your style of rugby as you work your way towards the next World Cup. And, you know, so playing those around about 11 or 12 tests per annum is the best possible way for ensuring that you would get to that level. I think Samoa, we're having tests against Fiji, Tonga and Japan, say for example this year. That's 3 tests, plus 2 top-level matches against New Zealand, Maoris and Australia A. That's 5 matches, and including this one here against the All Blacks, that makes 6. So we're looking, hoping if by the next 2 years we'll get to somewhere around about 11 or 12 tests.
The IRB's Will Glenwright agrees.
It's unfortunate they haven't been able to secure the services of their international or their overseas contracted players, but at the same time, because the test match is being played outside the global test window, that's not surprising, and the Samoa Rugby Union would have been well aware of that when they agreed to the fixture. But at the same time, it's still nonetheless important, and that's why they chose to accept the fixture, knowing full well that they weren't going to obtain the services of their overseas-based players, and I think that in itself speaks volumes for how important it is for countries like Samoa and all of our smaller member unions to get access to test matches against, you know, the best international teams in the world.